Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series that I started over 2 weeks ago talking about a sure foundation. And this is just talking about how important God's Word is in your life. And I tell you, this is a subject that has changed my life. This really was one of the major, major things that God showed me that has caused the growth in my life and the things that God has done. Everything good that has come in my life, I can really relate it back to some truth, some revelation from God's Word. And I've been just trying to pound this point home from the Word of God. The Word of God teaches this. And I've used a lot of scriptures on this. We've taught from two main parables in Mark chapter 4. And I'm now in the midst of a parable that Jesus taught that I've called the sower sows the seed. It's listed in the first part of Mark chapter 4, and it's about a man who just scattered seed. He didn't dig a row and plant his seed, you know, in neat rows, but rather he just grabbed the seed and threw it, and it landed on four different types of ground. And the Lord talked about how that the first type of ground, the birds just came and ate the seed because it never penetrated and got down in the soil. The second type of ground was where it got into the soil, but it was so rocky there wasn't much depth of earth, and so the seed couldn't put down an adequate root system. And the seeds, they sprung up, but they didn't bring forth any fruit because there wasn't enough root. The third type of ground was a type of ground where the seed got down into the ground and there was adequate soil, but then weeds and thorns and thistles also grew up and they sapped the nourishment that should have gone towards the productive seed. And because of it, it didn't bring any fruit to perfection. And then the fourth type of ground was the type of ground that did bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Now, the Lord wasn't really talking about being a farmer and how farming works. He was using all of these things to illustrate how the kingdom of God works, and he was making the point that a seed, the way that a seed is to a harvest in the natural realm, God's Word is to getting results in the spiritual realm. And man, I could just go back and say these things all over again. I've already made these points. I better not say it or I'll get stuck on it. But that is such a profound truth. In the same way as you can't expect a harvest in the natural if you've not planted a seed, you would think a person is absolutely crazy if they wondered why their garden didn't grow and yet they never planted anything in it. And yet in the spiritual realm, people are wondering, why is it that I can't get healed? Why is my marriage not working? Why is my prosperity not working? Why do these things not happen? And yet they hadn't taken the Word of God. They don't meditate in it day and night. The Word of God is just as important to the kingdom of God as a physical seed is to the natural realm. If you could just get that truth, if you could base your life on this, and if you need something from God, don't just go to begging and pleading, bawling and squalling and wondering why something doesn't happen. Take the seeds, the promises that have been given us in the Word of God. Plant that seed in your heart, and I guarantee you that that seed will produce a spiritual harvest. That is so simple, you have to have somebody to help you to misunderstand it. And yet, I would say that the vast majority of people watching this program do not understand what I just said. Or, if you've heard it, you aren't living it. Maybe you do agree with this, and yet you've let other things come in and choke the Word of God and occupy the attention that it should be having in your life. This parable on the sower sowing the seed is one of the most foundational things that you could possibly get. This literally has changed my life. It's like it gave me a course to run on. Based on this teaching right here, God told me that what I needed to do was not worry about praying about all of the money that I would need and how would I ever get to where I could communicate with people because I was a total introvert. I couldn't even look at a person in the face and talk to them. I've never been to seminary and learned how to do all of these things, speak to people and stuff. And yet God's Word taught me everything that I've needed to be able to fulfill the destiny that God has for my life. God's Word has produced the finances for me to be able to accomplish His destiny for my life. God's Word has made me bold. As I understood who I was in Christ, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1 says, "The righteous are bold as a lion." You know what? I was able to overcome being an introvert and timid and shy and all of those kind of things because the Word of God taught me who I was in Christ. And then the righteous are bold as a lion. It'll change your personality. The Word of God will take care of everything that you need. I wished I could somehow or another talk to you personally and just, you know, like open up your brain and pour this in and make you adopt this attitude. I don't know how to do this any stronger than what I'm doing it, but I'm telling you, I'm trying to say this with all of the conviction that I've got, that if you have a need in your life, you must plant a seed from the Word of God. If you wanted a crop, go plant a seed and get that crop. If you need healing, go plant the Word of God and what it says about healing. If you need prosperity, take the Word of God and meditate on it. And this Word will make you prosperous and you will have good success. Is your marriage falling apart? There are promises in God's Word about your marriage. Take the seed and plant it and use it. Are you not sure of your destiny? Take the Word of God and meditate in it. And I guarantee you, God's Word will birth a vision on the inside of you. Whatever it is that you need, this is the key to it. The Word of God is the most important thing that I believe a Christian could ever have for their spiritual growth. There is nothing that even compares to it. We will often emphasize church attendance and we'll emphasize praying and doing other things, and certainly there is a place, and those things are good, and they are a part of the process. But the Word of God is the most foundational, the most important element of your spiritual growth. If you do not know the Word of God, then it's impossible for you to act on what it says. And the truth is, most of us have not really understood the Word. We've had very limited exposure to it. We haven't begun to get down deep into it and to get rid of some of the apparent contradictions. There's confusion and stuff because people have not become serious about studying the Word of God. I'm telling you, if you want it to where you can receive and walk in the supernatural blessing of God, you are going to have to know God's Word. If you are content to just get your sins forgiven and then be stuck and just go through life, like basically a person that doesn't know the Lord, you get as sick as the people that don't know the Lord. You are as poor. You are as distressed. You are as oppressed and depressed. You are as fearful when things happen as everybody who doesn't know the Lord. If that's the way that you want to live your Christian life and just struggle through life and be beat up and bruised and then limp into heaven and then enjoy heaven for the rest of your life, well, then you know what? You don't need the Word of God. But if you want to live in abundance, if you want the victory and the abundant life that Jesus produced, then if you've got a need in your life, plant the seed of God's Word. And to the degree that you take the Word of God and plant it in your life, you can experience supernatural victory in this life. I know that there's many of you saying, oh, I don't believe that. Well, that's because you don't believe the Word. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said in what we call the Lord's Prayer, part of that prayer was, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." See, if you knew the Word, if you knew what God's Word says, you would reject this idea that, hey, all I am is saved, but I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, and I'm just a poor pilgrim wandering through this world. Further along, we'll know all about it. When we all get to heaven, see, these are the songs that we sing because we don't understand what the Word says. And basically, the average Christian believes that all you are is forgiven, but you don't have any power. Everything is going to start when you get to heaven. But the Bible says, Jesus said, pray and believe for this, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How do you get around that? Most people don't let that bother them because they don't know it. They haven't meditated on it. But if you were to take the Word of God, see, you'd start seeing things like this. How do you understand that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven? In heaven, it says in the book of Revelation that there's not going to be any more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. There won't be any sickness. There won't be any need. Well, he's praying that that would happen right here on the earth, and it will, to the degree that you renew your mind and take the Word of God and plant it by as a seed and use it. If you understood what the Word says, it says like in Galatians chapter 1, I believe it's verse 4, he says that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, not the one to come, not just hell. Now, yes, there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. I believe in heaven and hell, and I believe that we are going to spend more time in eternity than we are here on this earth. I'm not saying that those things don't exist, but it says in Galatians 1:4 that Jesus died not just to forgive our sins so that we could go to heaven, and it's not just eternity that Jesus died for. It says in Galatians 1:4 that Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world. Now, how do you understand that? If you were to consider this and think about it any at all, you would find out that this present evil world includes all of the sickness and the hurts and the pains. That's not to say that we are never going to have a problem in our life, but God has given us His power, the Holy Spirit. He's given us His faith, and we can overcome these things. I wouldn't feel bad if a sickness hit me, but I'm not going to let it stay. I'm in a fallen world, and I am exposed to people that hate me. I am exposed to criticism. I see the negative things that are going on in the world the same as anybody does, but those things don't affect me the way that they affect everybody else because God's Word has given me a different perspective. Like over in Luke chapter 21, he was talking about all of the things that are going to happen, earthquakes, floods, plagues, famines. And then he even says that the sun is going to be darkened during daylight. This isn't talking about just that, you know, like an eclipse or something like that. But literally, the sun is going to quit shining. The moon is going to quit shining, of course, because it reflects the sun. And then there would be stars falling from their course. You can read this over in Luke chapter 21. This is what's going to happen in the end time. And yet he comes right back and he says, but when you see these things, don't let your heart be troubled. When you see these things, rejoice. Lift up your head because your redemption draws nigh. That sounds impossible. Just stop and think, if the sun quit shining, if the moon quit shining, and if all of the stars all of a sudden lost their orbits and they begin to fall from that, what if you looked up on a clear night and there were no stars? Man, how would that affect your way of thinking? Well, the Bible says, don't worry about it, don't be troubled, but rejoice because your redemption draws nigh. See, for a person that doesn't know what the Word says, if you see these phenomena happening in the natural realm and increased earthquakes and all of these things, people are talking about global warming, which I personally believe is a crock. I don't believe it's true, but nonetheless, even if you believed all of that stuff, if you believed it and if it was signaling the end of the world, if you truly believe the Word of God, then instead of being upset and discouraged and fearful and worried about all of these things, you would rejoice because this means that the coming of the Lord is nigh. And see, you could rejoice in the midst of these negative things. We live in a world that is corrupted. We live in a fallen world. Bad things are going to happen even to good people. But if you truly believe what the Word says, Jesus gave Himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil world. You could be believing for and expecting and receiving miraculous benefit right here in this life. I know some of you think, boy, you are weird. Where did you come from? I came from studying the Word. And you know what? I believe that you're weird if you don't have that attitude. People think, well, this is the way everybody else thinks. And look how everybody else is. Everybody else is sick. Everybody else is poor. Everybody's depressed and distraught over all of the things that are happening on this earth. You know, if you think like everybody else, you're going to get the same results as everybody else. How do you change your thinking? You go to the Word of God. The Word of God is God's attitude. And like, again, I refer back to those verses in Luke chapter 21. He says, sure, the sun's going to go black. The moon's not going to shine. The stars are going to fall from the heavens. It didn't say that it would fall to the earth, but they are going to fall from the heavens. I don't know exactly what that means, but there's going to be a time that the stars and all of the moon and the planets and everything begin to go out of course and things don't work. And he says, when that happens, don't let your heart be troubled, but rejoice. Lift up your head. Wish I had time to explain that to you. But man, that means more than just inclining your head and looking in a certain direction. This is talking about look with your heart. See beyond the physical, natural things and recognize what's happening behind the scenes. This is God coming to this earth. This is the second return of the Lord, and you should be rejoicing. While everybody else is panicking, you could be rejoicing because you know things that they don't know. Why? Because God's Word gave you an insight that other people don't have. Amen. I tell you, this is just so powerful. I'm not getting very far in my teaching as far as following everything, but you know what? The things I'm saying are really, really, really important. You know, I remember back when the interest rate went over 20% in the 80s and people were just screaming and talking about how terrible this was and this was the end of the world. And I mean, people were panicking. Christians were panicking. Christians were talking about how are we going to make it? Now, many of you watching this program, you weren't born again or you weren't seeking the Lord then, and you don't have this perspective. But I'm telling you that even Spirit-filled Christians, people on television and radio back then were pushing the panic button and speaking unbelief and fear. And yet during that time, you know, the Lord spoke to me through the Word. And there's many things, but let me just take one verse out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that verse, and there's many other verses, I'm just using that one as an example. That verse says God is going to meet your need based on His riches in glory. In heaven, there is not a recession. In heaven, there is not inflation. In heaven, you don't give interest loans. God is supplying my need from heaven based on heaven's economy, and therefore, I don't care what this world does, God is going to meet my need. Isn't that awesome? And you know, that's not just something that I used back in the 80s, and that caused us to prosper while other people were cutting back. You know, just in 2008, the stock market crashed, and they were talking about a global recession. And the Lord spoke to me through Scripture, specifically Genesis chapter 26, about how that the Lord told Isaac not to go down into Egypt, not to follow the lead of everybody else, not to go where they thought they were recession-proof, but to stay in a place that was in a famine and sow seed in a year of famine. And while everybody else left their fields and didn't even go to the effort of planting their crops, Isaac planted seed in a year of famine and received a 100-fold return. That's a huge return. That's a maximum return. And not only did he get this 100-fold return, but everybody else had forsaken the land and had gone to Egypt. And so when he not only had this abundant harvest, but there was no competition. Nobody else had planted any seed. What was the use? It was a year of famine. And so he not only had this huge crop, but now he was going to get top dollar for all of the crop that he had produced. And because of this, this man became so prosperous that the king came out and asked him to depart, said, you, one person, your wealth is greater than our whole national wealth. Depart from us. We can't bear you. That's how much that man prospered during a bad time. And the Lord used those scriptures in Genesis chapter 26 to show me that I wasn't going to participate in the 2008 and 2009 global recession. And because of that, our income has gone up. We have prospered more than we ever have. We've set records. While nearly everyone else that I'm aware of has decreased their budget, they were anticipating failure, ours has increased. And because of that, we were expanding. The Lord told me in 2009 to expand. And as we discussed and began the plans of how do we go about doing this, we just couldn't find enough acreage And it was very expensive in Colorado Springs, and long story, but the Lord led us to a place just 15 miles from Colorado Springs, and we were able to get 157 acres with a $2 to $3 million lodge on it. And we got the whole facility, this lodge, the 157 acres, barn, outbuildings. There's four or five outbuildings on it. All of these things for $4 million. It was about one-third to one-fourth the real value of that property. And now we are beginning to build and develop that and use it to expand the kingdom and preach the gospel and send people around the world. And I know that there are some of you that, well, I don't know how you do that. Everybody, you know why? Because the Word showed me that God is going to supply my need according to His riches in glory. I don't have to live by this world system. And brothers and sisters, I'm not just saying these things for my benefit. I'm trying to use it as an example, as a testimony for you, that you do not have to be like the rest of this world. You do not have to live in sickness and in fear and in defeat. You do not have to sit there and say, well, I'm only human. I'm just a man. One-third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One-third of me is all power of God. And I do not have to live under just human ability. I have supernatural, God-given ability on the inside of me, and you do too. And if you would take the Word of God and renew your mind to this, to where this is more important to you than what you hear on the evening news, this is more important to you than what you hear around the water cooler at work, and all of the fear and the negative things that are being spoken. If you got to where you based your life on the Word of God, then I guarantee you, you could live above only and not beneath, the head and not the tails, what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 28. You could live the abundant life that Jesus said that He came to produce in John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. If you aren't experiencing that abundant life, it's not because you haven't prayed enough and begged enough and pled enough. It's not because your situation isn't desperate enough. It's because you haven't taken the Word of God and planted it in your life. You've got to take God's Word. I challenge you. I challenge you. Some of you think, well, I just don't know. That sounds too simple to me. What have you got to lose except your sickness and your disease and your poverty and your sorrow and your depression? Take the Word of God. Begin to meditate in it day and night. Now, don't just do this for one day and see if by tomorrow morning, if you don't have all of your problems solved, well, then it didn't work. No, you just have to commit yourself to do this. I'd like to encourage you to just make a commitment that, you know what, this year I'm going to study the Word of God. If you've never read the Bible, read the Bible. If you've read it, but it's been years since you've read it again. Study the Word of God. Put God's Word in your heart, and I promise you it'll change your life. That's what I've been talking about, how the Word of God is a sure foundation. And we're out of time today, but I'm going to continue to teach on this, and hopefully I'm going to get back to this parable from Mark chapter 4 on our program tomorrow. But I tell you, the things I'm saying are important. You need to hear this. You need this. And I've got all of this in CD and DVD format. If you'll listen, our announcer will give you some information, and please call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled A Sure Foundation is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD album when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The second teaching in the Sure Foundation series titled Got a Need? Plant a Seed is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this second CD free of charge when you write or call. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I know that God was speaking to many of you today through this program, and you need to call and get these materials. But you know, also as you call, I would encourage you that you just need to commit to somebody. You need to say it out of your own mouth, and you need to make a commitment. The scripture says that God keeps that which we commit. No committing, no keeping. So I encourage you as you call to get the materials. Also, just tell someone that, you know what, I'm going to put God's Word first in my life. Make a commitment. Ask them to pray with you and ask God to open up the Word of God and let it have its full impact in your life. We have that number of our helpline right there on the screen, and we have some wonderful people standing by that would love to minister to you, so please call today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 28th through the 30th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 4th through the 6th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, February 7th. He'll also be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference, March 3rd through the 5th, and in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
You know, we have a lot of information on our website. Not only this teaching that I have about a sure foundation, but I have about, I think it's 8 or 10 years of my television programs are archived there that you can watch free of charge. I have more than that, radio programs that you can listen to. I have hundreds of my teaching tapes that you can download. You talk about getting the Word in you. Our website is really one of the best sources on the web, I believe, for getting the Word of God out. And so I encourage you to check it out. We have the address right there on the screen. And if you would check it out, I guarantee you, you will get the Word through our AWMI website.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
Now let me ask you this question. Who do you think is trying to steal the seed, the Word of God, out of their heart? Well, obviously, this is not God. God is not wanting us to get His Word planted in our heart, and then He brings afflictions and persecutions trying to steal it. It is very obvious to anybody who would be honest with this that afflictions and persecutions come from the devil.